ability was not looked upon, praise God, as being something that was worthy. Praise God. Instead, back in those days, they admired pride. They admired domination, sort of what we see going on now in our political arena today. Praise God. Jesus Christ is the greatest example of humbleness of mind. Praise God. See, humility is not thinking poorly, praise God, of oneself. Rather, it is having a proper estimate of oneself in the will of God. Oh, yeah. So we must put on this.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexander, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. K-A-Y-T. Gina Alexandria.
Awesome ruler. Until redeeming.
God with the CA. You are tuned into the spiritual warfare broadcast.
Where we want to
but when we put it all together, this is what we like to call you.
Let's tune in as evangelist Ron Bell takes you further
you were born
into the Word
in a manger.
Praise the Lord, saints. We're still talking to you about the promises and provisions that God has given the church. We just want to keep your hearts and minds flooded with the promises and the provisions that God has made available to us and for us through Jesus Christ. We want to speak the word with clarity, power, authority, and demonstrations of that power. The power of God is the very same power that was given on the day of Pentecost after Jesus ascended into heaven. We need to recognize that this is the very same power that we have received from God. Praise the Lord. It is that one and the self-same power that Jesus used when he raised the dead to cast out demons and devils, and he healed the lame that they could walk straight. You know, he cleansed the lepers so that they could return to regular life and live in society among people. It's the very same power that moved on the waters and turned it into blood when Moses was getting the children of Israel released from bondage out of Egypt. It's that very same power that raised Jesus from the dead. It's that very same power. Glory to God. Now I just want you to think about this power and see if you can muster up enough respect and courage so that you can see that it's that same power, so spectacular, so mind-boggling, mind-blowing, and so miracle-minded, you know, supernatural works. If you can see it that way, that could be why, you know, we treat these kingdom works in such a way that we just read them and we don't think about that we should do them, we should practice them, or that they are really true. We need to get down on our knees, pleading and begging God to endow us, glory to God, with that awesome power, that devil-destroying sickness and disease-moving power. We need it right now. We need to tell God, Lord, we need it right now in the name of Jesus. You know, it would be, it could be, I'm just saying this now, it could be that most of the church don't recognize that the supernatural is important to God. It's supernatural And it's all the works of God. They're supernatural. It could be that the church don't recognize that, don't understand that, or maybe they don't want to understand that. God is a spirit. He told us in his word he was a spirit. And he's looking for such to work with him. The people that are in spirit and in truth, those are the ones that he's looking for. You know, everything of the kingdom of God, it came to us by the way of Jesus Christ through the Spirit. Praise God. And it's time to wake up, saints. It's time for us to wake up, to stir up your pure minds, because we're embarking upon the end of the last days, the last times. We can't serve God by living on the outskirts of the Word of God any longer. We must be all in. You know, I give this example, you know, how do we know that this is true? Well, if you take a can, just a little old plain can of soup, and you're just rubbing your hands on the top of that can, you know, you want the soup, but you're just rubbing your hands on top of that can. How many know you have to open that can? Get your hands off that can and just open it. And then you can pour out that soup and you can eat that soup. Well, that's the way it is with the Word of God. You can't just live on the surface of the Word of God. Just the surface part. You've got to get down into the meat of the Word of God. That's where we have to get to. So I want to read 2 Peter 3, the third chapter, verses 1 through 10. So you can see and maybe get an understanding of just what I'm trying to explain to you in this lesson and in these scriptures. It's 2 Peter 3, 1 through 10. This second epistle, beloved, I'll now write unto you. He said, this second epistle I'll now write unto you, both which I stir up your mind, your pure mind, by way of remembrance. This is what he's saying. I'm going to stir up your pure mind by way of remembrance. He's going to cause and call to remembrance what was said. Verse 2, that ye may be, that you might be mindful of the word which was spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandments of the apostles of the Lord our Savior. Verse 3, knowing that first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers. And you know, scoffers are people that mock religion, and they make fun of religion. And there will come scoffers walking after their own lust. See, this is what they're trying to hide. They're walking after their own lust and saying, where is the promise of his coming? See, this is what they're saying and talking about God. Well, Jesus. Well, where is the promise of his coming? You don't have to worry about that. He's coming. You know, this is what they're saying. You know, they're not so much as criticizing religion. They're just ignoring it. You know, they have turned away from the truth and began going into their own ways. I'm especially speaking to the young folks, and unfortunately, some of the old folks also, you know, and many preachers and pastors have gone astray in certain ways also. So verse 4 says, you know, and some are saying, so where is the promise of this coming? From since the fathers fell asleep. Listen at this now. They understand that part. From since the fathers fell asleep, all things continued as they were from the beginning. They say all things just continued where they were from the beginning of the creation, they said. Verse 5, for this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water. They understood that. Verse 6, whereby the world that they the world that then was being overflowed with water, it perished. See, they understood that the world at that time was overflooded with water, and it perished. Verse 7, but the heavens and earth, which are now by the same word, this is the same word God spoke, the same word, are kept in store, reserved for fire against the day of the judgment and the perishing of ungodly men. See, they don't understand that the fire is coming. It's, the Bible said in the last days, when he come back, the world is not going to be destroyed by water again. It's going to be destroyed by fire. And they don't know that it's the perdition of ungodly men that's going to be destroyed. It's those very people that's making fun of the gospel now and turning and doing their own thing. Those are the ones that it's going to perish. And they don't even know it. Verse 8, but beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness. See, he's not like men. God is not a man. So when he says something, it's so much different. It's eons difference between what God say and what a man will say. Because man will just open his mouth and say anything. He say, he's not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us. But is long-suffering to us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come in repentance, unto repentance. And verse 10 says, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away in a great noise. You see what he said? The heavens is going to pass away in a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. My God. The earth shall also, and the works that are therein. The earth is going to melt away also, and the works that therein shall be burned, as they're going to be burned up. Praise God, in the name of Jesus. Saints, we need to get it right, and we need to get it right now. Verse 11, I know he asked this question, seeing then that all these things shall come to pass. What manner of person should you be in your conversation, in your godliness? He asked that question. What kind of person should you be in your conversation and in your godliness? You know, we should, everything that we do should be of God, it should be godly, and it should be of the Word of God. Nothing more and nothing less. So, saints of God, 2 Peter 3:1-10, it says, it brings us back to our question, the question that I ask in the first part of this lesson. And it says, the question that I ask is, are you qualified? Are you qualified to do the works of God? Are you qualified to do the work that Jesus did? Saints of God, think about this. Do you even think about the works that Jesus did? Do you even think about them, saints? You know, their thoughts and the power and the abilities, you know, that he has given to us, you know, so that we can do the works that he called us to do. And we could do battle against the enemy, because that's who we're fighting. We're fighting the enemy. We're fighting the devil, you know. You know, we're fighting sicknesses and diseases and the storms, both natural and spiritual storms. You know, praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, we're fighting all these things. And guess what? We're going to win because we're doing it in the name of the Lord. You know, He has saved us. His church.